We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Greg Riott and County Planner Stephen Metzger. Of course, the Pottawatomie County Commission met yesterday, and we've been talking a lot about some of the ongoing discussions there, again, with solar and wind, and obviously tackling one thing at a time here going forward. Is there anything else that we haven't covered here yet today that you'd for sure like to cover here, Stephen?
People are always interested, it seems like, in just kind of what we're doing development-wise. It's been a pretty busy year. We've done more rezonings over the first 5 months than I've done in the first 5 months of any year I've worked here. Most of them are relatively small ones, but as you know, from last week, I think it was, some of them have been pretty controversial. We've done a fair number of those. The new housing developments are pretty much on pace with a typical year. We'll see how long that sticks, or we'll see how long that trend continues if material prices don't come down. But yeah, it's been a pretty active year development wise.
I remember the rezoning, the one that was up there on Elmslue and Flush Road. They're looking at a possible subdivision going in there right by the chicken farm. Have you got a lot of pushback from people in that area?
Yes. When we were during the Planning Commission hearing, which is the public hearing portion, there were a number of people who spoke up against it. And the property owners nearby did sign what's called a protest petition, which if they have a valid protest petition, it makes the County Commission, it requires them to approve it unanimously. Rather than just a simple majority. And so anytime we get one of those protest petitions, yeah, that signals at least to staff that a fair number of the adjacent landowners were providing some pushback. The owner of the chicken house was not one of those individuals, but yeah, the neighbors, they push back for sure.
Sure. And I remember Greg saying, you know, the Nelsons shouldn't be forced to adjust their operations in favor of, you know, a new development there. Because a lot of times when you're relocating, it's best to do your homework where you're going to have a new house here or a new property that you're going to live in for quite some time.
And, you know, we talk a lot about residential growth kind of infringing upon agricultural uses. And one thing I will say to that is by statute, actually, agricultural uses have a huge leg up when it comes to what's prioritized when it comes to statutes, because they are by and large exempt from regulations. And so Greg Nelson's got his chicken houses. They are an ag use. He is permitted to continue that ag use. And if somebody's complaining, at least to us as the planning department, it's going to maybe fall on deaf ears, because as Mr. Nelson said in his letter, he was there first. And if they're buying a house next to a chicken house, they should be aware of what that entails.
Right. Well, obviously that's one major thing here. And Greg, I might also ask you here about the courthouse. I know that there's been a contingency up there looking to save the old courthouse in Westmoreland, and I understand there's some new developments there with a possible tour coming up of that place.
And again, forgive me for not remembering everything sometimes, but we did have a group approach a commission here, I think it was 2 weeks ago or so, and they did ask to have an opportunity to go in and walk through the courthouse and look at it. So that is correct on that. And again, I'm very open about this. The courthouse, I think, is from what I have heard, it is a useful building, and I hate to see it go down at this point. It's kind of like the Emmett Fire Station in a way. I think we should probably take care of the building. It's been there for 100 years. It'll probably last a while longer. I'm certainly not in favor of going in there and restoring it to how it was in, you know, 1900. But at the same time, if the county needs space, it's probably not a bad building. So there was a water leak in it, and I know that the county is dealing with that right now, trying to make sure that that's all fixed up.
Well, and I know that anytime you're preserving historical buildings, it gets to be kind of a, you know, 50-50 deal here on some of these things, because, you know, you'll have one side that just wants to preserve everything, and then you have others that, well, it's nice, but the only reason that it's historical is because it's an older property. What is the case with this certain courthouse, in your opinion?
Well, you have, you know, people's families built that thing, you know, 100 and some years ago, and there's a lot of folks that are attached to that courthouse through their past, and they would like to see that courthouse saved, and I understand that, and I appreciate that. There's people that see it as an old building and don't really have any feelings for it whatsoever, and I guess my approach on it is that it's a building that is usable, and I think from what I have heard, it wouldn't take a whole lot to keep the building in good shape or operable shape. So that's, you know, today to build a new building, I mean, it costs so much money. And I think on space, we're doing okay right now, is my understanding. Probably a little tight in some areas. And like I said, that would be a good overflow building at the cost of maintaining it versus building a new building. But again, I think we're on the road to starting to take a little bit stronger look at this. I don't know how fast that'll go. But, you know, ultimately somebody would have to come in and probably go through the building and confirm whether it is in good solid shape or it's not. But from the documents I've seen and been told about, the building is probably not in terrible bad shape, but it does require some updates and upkeep and some work.
What is it, sat vacant for what, about 10 years now? Is that about right?
What was
the question? Say that again, I'm sorry.
The courthouse, I know you guys have the newer facility. It's been there for what, 10 years now, somewhere around there?
Oh, the Justice Center?
Yeah.
2006, I want to say.
Okay.
So 15 years-ish, maybe.
Okay, a little older then. Okay. I wasn't sure when that was replaced. I didn't live here then, obviously, but okay. Gives me a better idea. Well, guys, appreciate the time here this morning. Always a pleasure to get an update from Pottawatomie County officials. Greg Riott and Stephen Metzger, thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That's going to wrap up our show here for this morning. Tomorrow we will have school districts on the show. We'll have Raleigh County Schools, USD 378, Cliff Williams, and USD 384, Blue Valley, John Cox. We'll also talk with Geary County Superintendent, Dr. Reginald Eggleston, on the program.